A recent forecast from IDC predicted that in 2025, not that far from now, there will be 41.6 billion IoT devices generating 79.4 zettabytes of data. That reflects an almost 30% CAGR between now and then. Big contributors: video security, industrial equipment tracking, automotive, and healthcare. IoT is already a big business, and it's getting bigger fast. 80 zettabytes, that's the seventh power of 1,000, is the kind of clickbaity headline sort of worth ignoring. We all know the extraordinary growth of data quantities in the last three decades and the progression in our thinking from megabyte to gigabyte to petabyte, nor do those kinds of numbers lend themselves to rational interpretation. It's a lot of data. Whoopee. But one of the distinguishing aspects of IoT data is that it is, in fact, data. On a per-byte basis, its value may be vanishingly small, but if an IoT device is sending data, that's mostly its function, not a byproduct of its function. That's different than many other sources of massive data, where the function of the data usually has nothing to do with analytics. Admittedly, video security, which makes up a big chunk of that IDC figure, is kind of an outlier. But for a lot of IoT applications, including almost all the ones we care about at Digital Mortar, data is the point. That makes for more standardized, configurable, and usable data streams. As we found in digital analytics, with the difference between logs and tags, purpose-generated data is better. The opportunities purpose-generated data creates for improved analytics are one of the reasons I increasingly think of myself as leading an IoT analytics company.